This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Anna from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Wednesday, the 1st of July, and the time is 6:30 a.m. in New York. Global equities are mixed, with gains in the U.S. and Asia offset by softer trade in Europe. At the latest U.S. close, the S&P 500 is up 0.8%, while the Nasdaq is up 1.7% on Wall Street. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 is down 0.3%, while Switzerland's SMI moved 10 basis points lower, and in Asia, the Nikkei 225 is up 0.6%, while the Shanghai Composite is up 40 basis points. In foreign exchange, 1 euro buys 1.14 US dollars, and 1 US dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. Brent crude is trading at $73 a barrel and is up 10 basis points on the session. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Anna. So after such a strong second quarter, why do you still expect stocks to move higher over the next 6 months?
Right. Well, global equities ended the second quarter on a positive note, with the MSCI All Country World Index up 14.5% over the three-month period for its best quarterly performance in 6 years. Semi-stocks did even better, with the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index rallying 87.8% over the quarter for its best-ever three-month stretch. While markets started July in a more cautious mood amid reports that talks between the U.S. and Iran hit new hurdles, we still expect stocks to rise over the next 6 months.
And staying with that, what makes you confident that AI-related growth can keep underpinning the market?
Sure. Despite ongoing concerns about how sustainable AI capex growth will be, recent equity capital issuance by megacap tech companies suggests hyperscalers are still in build-out mode. We expect annual AI-related capex to rise to nearly $1 trillion US dollars next year, and that level of spending against the backdrop of capacity constraints across the AI supply chain points to further gains in the AI-led part of the market. While the risks of slower capex growth have risen, we believe growing AI demand and accelerating cloud revenue growth should continue to provide a solid foundation for AI-related earnings growth.
Right, and beyond AI, where do you see the rally broadening from here?
That's an important point. We think a catch-up from cyclical sectors could broaden the rally. Robust earnings growth from other parts of the market should also drive stocks higher. While fresh headlines from U.S.-Iran peace talks may weigh on market sentiment, the gradual resumption of traffic through the Strait of Hormuz and lower energy prices should support a recovery in cyclical sectors across regions as cost pressures ease and supply visibility improves. In the U.S., a resilient economy, a solid labor market, and strong credit creation should all help bolster earnings outside the AI complex.
And what about central banks and how investors should position through that backdrop?
Yes, and we don't think central bank policy should be an obstacle to further equity gains. Tighter monetary policies remain a concern for investors, but we do not expect major central banks to hike rates aggressively. In fact, we do not expect the Federal Reserve to hike rates this year, as inflation should moderate in the coming months. The labor market is not overheating, and softer growth conditions should reemerge in the second half of the year. The introduction of multiple task forces by Fed Chair Kevin Warsh also signals a slower policy reaction in the near term. In Europe, the latest inflation data and the energy backdrop have reduced the pressure for an extended hiking cycle, and we believe any further tightening from the European Central Bank is likely to be delayed, limited, and data-dependent. So we retain a positive outlook for global equities and expect a further broadening of market leadership during the next phase of the rally. Investors should ensure diversified exposure to stocks across sectors, regions, and themes. Those looking for ways to navigate potential volatility can also consider capital preservation strategies.
Great, thanks, Anna. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. US job openings rose in May. Job openings ticked up to 7.59 million and were slightly above the revised April level, according to the Jobs Openings and Labour Turnover Survey, or JOLTS, published on Tuesday. Construction and leisure and hospitality saw the biggest increase in openings, while openings in the financial activities sector, which has become a key drag on job growth this year, fell for a second straight month. The quits rate was unchanged at 1.9%, while layoffs edged higher. Investors are now looking to June payrolls data due on Thursday for more clues about the path of interest rates. Our view is that while Tuesday's report and other recent data point to resilience in the US labor market, the underlying details also suggest the jobs market is not overheating and does not represent a primary driver of inflation. We continue to view current market conviction around Fed rate hikes as aggressive and believe elevated yields offer an opportunity for investors to add to short and medium maturity quality bonds. Another development we're watching is Japan's next leg up. Japan's Nikkei 225 gained more than 37% during the second quarter for the best three-month performance on record, supported by AI optimism, ongoing corporate governance reforms, and pro-growth policies. European investors in particular have stepped up their net purchases of Japanese equities, according to data from the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Year-to-date, foreign investors have bought a net 5.6 trillion yen of Japanese stocks, which is already above the 3.9 trillion yen recorded in the whole of 2025. Our view is that there is more to go for Japanese equities. While AI is likely to remain the core earnings engine, the increasing potential for a recovery in cyclical sectors following the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz should help the rally broaden in the second half of this year. Additionally, the strong foreign purchases in the first half of 2026 suggest these inflows are likely longer term in nature, and we believe those allocation shifts should continue to drive the market's next leg up, coupled with continued share buybacks and a long-term investment plan the government is set to announce this month. We maintain our attractive rating on Japanese equities within our global strategy. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.